Is teams talking to you so far about playing nickel and outside corner?
Yeah. A lot of teams like my versatility. You know, I was fortunate enough to have a great coach in Corey Raymond at LSU. You know, he let us know, you know, right off the bat, you know, you're not going to be a guy just going to play one position. You got to know all three positions in the defensive backfield. So, you know, I really thank him for that.
What have teams said to you so far about your run support and the way it appears on tape?
You know, a lot of guys, have their questions, but, you know, a lot of guys, you know, have a lot of things to work on, so, you know, that's everybody. But it's just being firm in my wrapping up, just being firm. And I know that, you know, tackling is an attitude, and I feel like, you know, I bring that attitude, and it's definitely something that I'm going to work on coming in the near future.
Physicality and temperament don't seem like an issue for you. You're a guy who's vocal on the field, verbal guy. How does that improve your game, and do teams enjoy that aspect of you?
I'm really not a talker, though. I don't know where you get that from. I'm really not a talker, man. I really let my play do it, you know. I feel like, you know, I can pretty much perform at a high level.
Have the Steelers met with you since you've been here?
I met with them last night, yeah.
How'd that meeting go?
Oh, it went great, man. Great people, great organization, man. You know, the meeting went well. You know, so it went smoother. They're just looking forward to Pro Day, too. They said they'll be down in Baton Rouge also.
What are you talking about in some of the meetings? What are they telling you?
We talking football. They want to know, can I get on the board? They want to know, do I really have a real high football IQ? You know, which, you know, I'm fortunate enough to come from LSU, you know, so the transition is not going to be that difficult because, you know, we pretty much ran like an NFL. So they just want to know if I really know football, and I was fortunate enough to have a great coach, like I said earlier, in Corey Raymond, that, you know, you have to be able to do it all, play on the field and be football smart.
Did it help you to play under three different defensive coordinators?
Absolutely. It was a test, and you know, that's probably how the NFL is. You know, coaches come and go, so it's all about how you respond and you react to the adversity. And I feel like I responded well, and I was able to play great for all three guys.
Have you met with the Saints yet, formally?
No, I did it at Senior Bowl.
At the Senior Bowl. Have you had some informal meetings with them here?
No.
And what kind of vibe did you get from them?
It was good. It was good. You know, the meetings went well. Like I said, they wanted to know, did I really know football? So they put their coverage up there and see if I could, you know, pretty much relate to it. And I nailed it. Mm-hmm.
Talk about Coach O, and just when he took over, just how exciting that was, and him to finish and be retained as the coach.
I'm so happy for him. There's no other guy that deserves it. I feel like LSU is going to be in great hands with him, you know, at the top. You know, he did a lot of great things. And when he took over, you know, guys, you know, love Coach Miles, love him like a dad. But, you know, so when Coach O took over, it's not like he had just came in. He had been there a couple years. So, you know, guys had already knew him, and so we was ready to ball.
What's his best thing? Is it going to be recruiting? Is it going to be coaching?
I feel like it's all around, man. He's a great recruiter. He's a great coach, a great motivator. He really enthused on the field. He keeps everybody involved, man. So, you know, it's a different atmosphere around that building now.
Before you came, did you have any conversations with your former teammate Jalen Mills about the process?
I did, but we talk about life. You know, we like brothers. So, you know, he was the guy that took me in once I got to LSU. He was the guy that took me under his wings and pretty much taught me the whole playbook.
Have you talked to the Eagles at all here?
No, sir, not at all.
Not scheduled for right
now? I have a lot of scheduled meetings tonight, so I have like 11 of them, so I don't know, you know, which teams it is.
What are you trying to show teams while you're here?
I just don't want to leave no question marks. I just want to show off that I'm the best defensive back in this draft, and I feel it 100%, you know, feel that way. So I just want to go out there on the field and showcase that.
Are you going to do everything, all of the tests?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to do pretty much everything, yeah.
Uh-huh. How was your bench? Your bench press?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out there and compete in that too.
Uh-huh.
I have. Last night I did. Yeah.
What was it like meeting Al?
Ah, man, he's a legend. He was a guy that I watched, you know, growing up. Green Bay Packers, number 31 with the dreads. So, you know, he made a lot of clutch plays. So it was a great vibe, you know, from him to be able to talk some football and talk some coverages with a guy that, you know, has done it at a high level for years.
How familiar are you with Marcus Pierce?
I am, man. Kansas City thief, man. I mean, I watch my DB, so he's a Kansas City thief, man. He's one of the best doing it right now. He's been doing it at a high level since he got there.
See, how do you get over when you be
for a big play. Teams are going to get you in this league. You got to bounce back.
Yeah. It's all a mindset. I have a great mindset, man. The way that I approach things, just knowing, you know, the position I play, you know, it's all about a short-term memory. You know, I have that. I've learned, you know, you're going to get beat. But I guarantee you, I'm going to win more than I lose. I'm just hoping to run fast. Mm-hmm. I hope it run fast. I put the time in. We'll see.
Have you ever been timed in it? Do you know what neighborhood you're at?
I'm hoping to run fast, man. A lot of guys have been PRing, so I hope. Hopefully that does rub off on me. It's 10 of us here, so it was great to see him. Me and Jamal, we've been training together for the last 2 months, so we are out in Arizona together, so we see each other every day. But it was good to get back around, you know, Kendall, Duke, Gotcha, so it's Tashawn Bowers, so it was just like old times, man.
Where are you guys training at?
We training in Exos in Arizona.
Davis, look back at your career at LSU, and you guys weren't able to, you know, get past Alabama. Is that something that kind of, you know, sits with you?
Oh, man, yeah. Each and every year, you know, I try to forget about the previous year, and I'm thinking we're going to get them this time. Man, it's probably those games there, you know, there were legends are made, and I feel like, you know, they got away from us 4 years straight. This year, they definitely got away from us in Baton Rouge, and it was a hurtful feeling.
What does LSU have to do to get back to beating Bama in those games?
Just be LSU. That's all we got to do, be LSU. It's going to come within time. I feel like Coach O is going to have those guys ready. I'm very happy for him. There's no guy that those guys would rather play for. I wish I had one more year to play for him, and I'm looking forward to it. Those guys gonna have my full attention every Saturday.
The depth of this quarterback draft class, how do you view that? Is it a challenge for you, or is it something?
It's something that I look forward to. I mean, I'm a competitor. I love to compete. So, you know, it's a lot of great guys here. A lot of guys that I competed with since I've been in high school. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's crazy, you know, that it's a surreal feeling, you know, to know that how far we've come since those years being competing in Nike's camps and Rivals camps like this. So I'm looking forward to it. It's just the next big stage. The coaching that we have, Coach Corey Raymond, it's a standard that we have. You know, older guys always coming back, looking out for the younger guys that's playing right now. And like I said, it's a standard, and we hold each guy, you know, to that standard. So those guys pretty much know what to expect once they get to LSU. You're going to be expected to play on that island. And if you can't play on that island, you know, they're probably not going to want you.
What do you want teams to know about you when you leave this week?
I don't really know, of course, much. I can pretty much do it all. I mean, I'm a versatile guy. I play inside, outside at a high level. I play the game, you know, at the end of my junior year at safety, too. So I have, you know, pretty much a high football IQ of, you know, how to play all three positions in the defensive backfield at a high level.
Thanks, man.
All right, no problem. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Craig.
All right, Jim.